You are listening to A Touch on the Box Stills podcast. Hello, people. How are you all doing? It's been so long, hasn't it? I'm so sorry I haven't been available for a while now. I miss you all so much. Did you miss me too? Anyway, I would love to know all my listeners. If you could say hi to me on Instagram, I would really appreciate it. Welcome back to yet another exciting episode of this show. If you're new here, you are very much welcome. Please have a seat and enjoy listening. So this show is basically about reading stories from amazing writers, talking a little bit about movies that I enjoy watching, and learn few friendly tips to help spice up our English speaking skills. Oh, and I'm Priscilla, your host for this podcast. Today, I'll be reading a super short Christian story titled Given by Zion Gardner. Zion has wonderful stories that you would absolutely enjoy. You can reach his page on Wattpad at the_story_nerds to read more. Before I continue, let's read Psalm 91 verse 3. For then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. I hope you're taking note. You know, I mean, I think from episode 2, I've been reading Psalm 91. So yes, let's keep it going that way. But I hope you let these words of the Lord always lead you in your life. Honor and cherish them every day. Now, without further ado, let's move right into today's story given. I read, Abigail walked into the youth church with a freshly made 50 bucks. After the late night service, those new Nike sneakers would be hers. All she had to do was wait for service to end. The youth pastor's sermon passed right over Abigail as she sat, dancing in her seat. All she could think about were the stylish shoes with their dashingly red streaks and the cloud-grade insoles. Truly heavenly. The time for the offering came, and the baskets began being passed around. As the baskets drew near, Abigail contemplated putting money in the basket. She had only just got the money, and the shoes were only going to be in stock for a little longer. Surely God wouldn't mind if she kept this 10%. Another side of her said it would be wrong to keep God's money. After all, God had given the money to her in the first place. Who was she to deny him 10%? But the shoes! Abigail's shoes were wearing away now, scuffed up and covered with dirt. And this would be the best time to get new ones. What was it that she should do? The basket came down her row, and by the time it reached her, she had made her decision. After service, Mrs. Gravely, Abigail's mom, pulled up in her Prius. Abigail climbed in the passenger seat before they drove off. As they rode, Mrs. Gravely asked whether or not they were going to the shoe store. "No, I can buy those shoes another day," Abigail said with a smile, trying to comfort herself over the loss of the chance. But that sadness was quickly replaced with joy. Abigail looked upwards, not to the roof of the car, but to the heavens, for she knew that the Lord had filled her with happiness. She remembered how good it felt to give just 10% of any and every amount of money she receives. She felt the power of giving. I should say I love this story. Even though it's very short, it speaks volumes about what it means to give. Not just to God, but to others who really need it. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to give your last money on you to God or to someone? I would love to know how that went. Now, let's learn one new idiomatic expression, shall we? A dime, a dozen. This means something which is very common and of no particular value. For instance, this dress is specially exquisite, but it's a dime a dozen in many shops. And now to a movie of the day, Over the Moon. This is a 2020 Chinese animation which features an adventurous girl called Fei Fei who builds a rocket ship to meet a mythical goddess her mom used to tell her about on the moon. The central themes of the movie, I would say, are learning to deal with grief and how to move on in life. I liked Fei Fei's bunny though. It was so cute. I think I'll get myself a pet someday, surely. Nobody's stopping me, like on the real. I also learned that the screenwriter was dying from cancer when she was making this movie. She made it as a gift to her husband and daughter. This is really, really sad. If you're a fan of animations, then Over the Moon is definitely a must watch. We've come to the end of today's episode. Don't forget to share with your friends, like, comment, follow, and please subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app. Click on the link in the description to follow Zion Gardner on Instagram at the_story_nerd. You can also follow me at @attach_on_theboxtales. See you on the 5th episode. Adios.